And revelation came to them. Hallelujah. And they could personally experience the goodness of God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, let me go on. Receive it. He said, if you want to test my teaching and discover where I receive them, first be passionate to do God's will. And then you will be able to do what? To discern if my teaching are from where? The heart of God. Or from my own opinion. You'll know the difference. I was going along with the religious teaching I was raised on. But when I heard this truth, it passed all that and got in my heart. I changed. I didn't know about tongues. I didn't know about interpretation of tongues. I didn't know about the Holy Ghost. I didn't know anything. I heard about it, but when he got in here, you can say what you want to. You can call me what you want to call me. It's too late. I'm a Holy Ghost filled man. I talk in tongues every day. Prophesy as the Spirit wills. And sometimes he wills and I have trouble yielding. But I got past that. I'm growing up now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What about you? I want all the fullness of God. I don't want just a little bit. All those days that I failed him, I don't want to relive them. How about you? All those times that I went through stuff I shouldn't have gone through, now I'm through it, you think I'm going back to it? Mm-mm, no. God is too good. Thank you, Lord. I said, God is too good to be ignored. Hallelujah. I pledge my life to him. Hello? That from here, it's God. Tomorrow, it's God. Every day, it's God. Hallelujah. So I want to give this invitation. Anybody in the house, you never, and you may be viewing us, and to hearing this message, you're not sure where you stand with God. Don't you know you can be sure? God's word is absolute truth. And he tells us if we'll do certain things and believe it, he will do certain things and guarantee it. Huh? He said, if you'll say what you believe, I'll bear witness with my spirit to your spirit that that's what you said you believe is the truth and no man can take it from you. Isn't that good news? I said, isn't that good news? So young people, the fast life that the world is pulling at you, stuff you may be bound with and hung up on, your day is, the day has come for you to overcome. If you are struggling even to stand up or get up, today I break the power of the devil and the works of darkness. It's trying to hold God's people in bondage. You were born to be free. You were created for the glory of God. You were brought forth to magnify and glorify God. That's why you were brought forth. Hello? So in the name of Jesus, if you're here or viewing us, and you never made that, never said that, or you may have said that, and you didn't really mean it, or you didn't know, you want to be sure. Hallelujah. Everybody, I want you to say this with me. Jesus,
I am
this day fully convinced that you are the Son of God. Today, here I come. I want you to take over my life. I repent and I turn from my way and I come to you. Jesus, come in. Take over. I receive you as my Lord. Set me free from any controlling spirit, any habit, anything that will hinder me from obeying you. Thank you. Fill my life with your precious spirit. I receive him now. Holy Spirit, come. Fill me. I receive you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, you believe with your heart, you're saved, you feel. The thing is, you prove that when with the evidence of speaking for the tongue as the Spirit gives utterance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.